There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob.
Rob Parker.
We're live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The Odd Couple, the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on this Funky Flashback Friday. Woo-hoo! For the next 3 hours for hot, enlightening, informative, entertaining takes, funky flashback music, and fun on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm very good, man. Very good. Doing very well. You?
Wonderful. Everything is cool. A relaxing weekend. I'm looking forward to a little going to the R&R. Mets Dodgers. Yes, on Saturday, Chris. A nice 1 o'clock game. I'm sitting in the stands with a buddy,
wow.
Ben, hanging out. That's it.
I never miss Mets Dodgers.
I know you don't. When's the last time you've been to a baseball game? Like 20 years?
No. I went with you. Me, you, and Eddie House. Or we met. Did we meet Eddie there?
Oh, yeah. That
was Eddie was there with his buddy.
Yeah, you're right.
That was about 5 years ago.
Five, 6 years ago. Yep. Unbelievable.
That was the last baseball game. I went to one before that with a little brother. You know, I was a part of the Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Oh, you took him?
Took him to Yankee Stadium.
Was that his first time there? Was that cool?
Probably. I don't remember exactly, right. But I think it was. He's from Newark, so I'm sure it probably was. But Rob and my daughters, this is how long. My daughters were probably about 9.
Okay.
It was them and him, and we all went, man. And, you know, we were sitting up high.
Right.
And the sun was just pounding.
Baking.
We watched about 2 innings.
So why did you just find
and
some
then
shelter?
We went to... We went, huh?
You found somewhere to go? Sit.
Well, we went under, you know, because they do have the place you could kind of stand
right,
and
right.
Shaded. And then we went to the museum and we got something to eat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We ended up staying for most of the game, but, you know, my girls weren't interested in watching it.
So you took him and your daughters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because they were about the same age.
Oh, that's nice.
He might have been a tad bit older, but yeah. Yeah,
yeah. The Big Brothers program. I told you, I was a part of that in Cincinnati. And the craziest thing is Antonio is his name, And same thing, Chris. He was in high school when I met him and became his big brother. But then 2 years ago, I went back to Cincinnati and met his son, which was just crazy. Wow. I hadn't seen him in a long time, you know what I mean?
How old is he now? Well, you were in Cincinnati a long time.
I was in Cincinnati in the 90s, so he's a grown man. But he has two kids, and I met his son for the first time, and that was
neat. That's good. Yeah. My daughter, Noelle, from L.A., is coming in on Monday.
She'll
be here for a few weeks with us. It's nice because she can work, you know, remotely.
Right. She come hang out with the family, check on the old people.
Really, I think she wants to get some free food.
Look at that.
You know, all that. But I'll take it.
All right.
Eddie House at the bottom of the hour. The Odd Couple crew, super producer Rob G in full effect, making the rare back-to-back appearance. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the V.
Alex was so good last night on... Man, Teicher's Tower. I mean, I just cannot get over how
it doesn't even count when you're in the studio.
Why?
You might as well be sitting next to him just telling him the answers. That's how bad the cheating is. And Rob G just disappoints me to no end. I mean, you talk about a commissioner with no power, no teeth. I mean, my goodness.
Who was he, Paul Tagliabue? Is that what you're calling him?
Yeah. He's no David Stern, okay. I'll tell you that. We got Elijah Sabunya on the updates, or on the social media, and on the updates, our man Steve DeSager.
It's Friday, Rob, so you know it's Steve. Yes.
Yes, exactly. I think I'm excited about the playoffs. We got a few play-in games tonight. You know, not a ton of buzz around these. You got the Bulls and the Bulls and the Heat, but the Heat without Jimmy Butler. So nobody really cares who wins that one, to be honest, other than maybe
I'm still taking the Heat
fans of each team. Are you? Yeah, I mean, look, Heat culture. I mean, they got heart. Still got Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero. Bulls have played well. Kobe White has, you know, had a nice
year. He had a big game.
He got DeMar. Yeah, he had a nice game.
What do you have for 42? Was it 52?
Yeah, 42. He's had a good season. He's going to be on some ballots, Rob, for – I bet he finishes in the top three most improved.
He's got all that hair going too, man.
He's second on my ballot for most improved. But I got the Bulls, so we'll see. But I think whoever wins without Jimmy Butler, they're getting smashed in round one by the Celtics. And then in the West, you got Sacramento and New Orleans. And again, the steam has kind of gone out of that with Zion hurt. Rob, if Zion had not gotten hurt and he was coming off a 40-piece, right, against the Lakers, there'd be a lot of excitement about this tonight because you'd be thinking, okay, Zion, maybe he's arrived. And, you know, we're hoping he makes the playoffs, and we want to see what he does against OKC. But not to be. And so we'll see who wins that game. But also, Rob, tomorrow the playoffs begin in earnest, the real playoffs. And that's what everyone is excited about. And the big series, of course, there are a lot of them. But the Lakers and the Nuggets in a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals, and a lot up, you know, riding on this series and on these playoffs in general, of course. But Rob, what do you think? You know, LeBron's got a lot riding on it. Jokic has a lot riding on it. What would you, you know, what is something you think each of these players or one in particular has, you know, is really playing for?
Chris, without question, the Joker is playing for a spot in the top 10 in the NBA.
Top 10
players
ever?
Yes.
What?
Top 10, and I'm going, look, just hear me out with this.
Yeah, I'm
going
to hear you out.
Hear me out.
You know you got to name the other nine.
No,
nah,
I can't.
There's like 15 people in everybody's top 10.
I got it. But I'm talking about when I'm looking at what he was able to accomplish last year, averaging the triple-double, how he annihilated the record books in the postseason. Now, obviously, Chris, a lot has to happen before I'm jumping there, so just follow me.
Right, he has to win the championship.
Win the MVP and the championship, okay? Win the MVP and the championship. same as last year. If he does that, Chris, back to back, and he's won three of the last four MVPs, and again, puts in the postseason to remember, it's going to be hard to not look at this guy and think, with supposedly all this talent, all people talk about, all the modern players say that this is the best talent ever assembled, that these guys are the most skilled ever. My God, look at Magic. He couldn't even jump. Look at these guys. They were plumbers.
Neither can Jokic.
They were all this guy. Well, I'm just saying, but they talk about during that time. And my point is, he's rewriting record books. He's piling up. There's only been 15 players that won multiple championships. I mean, MVPs. And for this guy to be on the verge of, Chris, three out of four, no all-star teammate, how in the world could we not look at this guy and put him in the top 10 and think he's not one of the 10 best players we've ever seen play? And if you ask me who he would knock out Steph from your top 10, I would put the Joker in over Steph moving forward. If he accomplishes everything I talk about, if he doesn't, Chris, all bets are off. So I want to make it very clear, he's not there. He's
so
got to have.
He's ahead of Wilt.
He's got to be a. Yes. I would put him in the top 10. I really would.
All right. I'm not going to kill you as much as you might think. To me, no.
Okay.
But he is a player, and even if he doesn't win, he's still this. But certainly if he does, he is a player who potentially, Rob, could crack the top 10. But he's got to win more than just two. I don't think there's anybody, at least in my top 10, there's nobody in there with just two titles. How in the world are we putting him in with just two?
Back to back. I'm talking about what we just saw last year. It's got to be of
that
proportion.
That's fine, but Giannis had a historic performance too. I know he didn't go back to back, but even if he had two, Rob, I mean, Bill Russell's got 11. Wilt has two, but he's not in my top 10. Kareem's got six rings. Moses is not in there. Larry Bird's got three. Steph's got four. Magic five. Shaq four. Kobe five. LeBron four. Like, now, I will grant you, if he wins the championship this year, he is definitely a guy that might finish in the top 10. Olajuwon's not in my top 10. So if he wins it this year, he's ahead of Olajuwon?
Yes.
I think that's a battle.
And here
I think
is.
That's a question.
Because of
is
the
he
no,
ahead of Olajuwon?
Because there's no second guy. Like, that's the part. And I'm not.
Well, Jamal Murray is going to be a Hall of. If they win it, Jamal
but he's not
Murray.
But he's not an all-star teammate. That's pretty impressive.
Murray, though, is an all-star caliber player. Would you acknowledge
yeah,
that?
But he's not an all-star. Right.
It's amazing because I even think maybe now he's actually tracking toward the Hall of Fame. But if they win another one, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Not in, look, no disrespect to like a Michael Cooper, but Jamal Murray is a playoff assassin. They can't win it without Jamal Murray. He is a bad boy. But I give you, they're officially no all-star teammate. Dirk didn't have one when he won his one, and he beat the big three in Miami. So I think you're going way too fast. I'm not saying Jokic couldn't one day get there, but to say he's there after just two rings, what if he doesn't win another one after that?
Yeah, but
I mean, he's top 10? MVPs, of course, are very important.
But
Shaq's got one. Kobe's got one. Does that mean Jokic is better than them?
No, but I'm just saying in this day and age, without having the most of these guys who have won, LeBron and Steph, they got three and four Hall of Famers. They got three and four.
Yeah, but but it's not just LeBron and
no,
Steph.
No, I'm
That's
just
always been the case.
Okay,
Magic
but,
had probably the most.
Okay, and he's doing
ever.
To win three out of four MVPs back to back, and I'm talking about a performance like we saw where he had a triple average or triple double if he does something on par with that, I would look at him, Chris, and it's think he soon. Is in the top 10, and he's still got years to go.
Right, look,
he got
I'm
years to go.
I'm fine with him tracking toward the top 10. Because I do think if he wins it this year, Rob, I don't think anybody, honestly, other than you, I don't think anybody will put him in the top 10. But I do think people would say, okay, that's the next step. Just like we talked with about LeBron as far as, okay, the next thing for him to do is to become the GOAT. That's like the only mountain left for him to climb. I think we would say for Jokic, this is the mountain that he has to climb. This is a guy that could be in the top 10. Is he going to replace Bird? Is he going to replace Kobe? Is he going to replace Steph? Whoever. But this is a guy that, let's see, if he can win another one or maybe two more, he will join the top 10. But definitely not after just two. No way after two. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker just said a mouthful or a mouthful, however you want to say it. But
Wow.
No, look, I love Jokic. I think he's tracking maybe, if he wins this championship, tracking toward the top 10. But no way I'm putting him in after just two rings. But maybe you are. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. Is Nikola Jokic a top 10 player of all time with a championship this season? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel? It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Hot conversation. Rob says Jokic will be top 10 all time with a championship. Your thoughts?
Championship and MVP, Chris. Like, he has to get both of them again. I just want to make it all clear.
Right. He's definitely going to get the MVP.
Andy, is he? For sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Andy in Miami, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andy?
What's up, Rob? What's going on, Chris?
What's up?
All right. I think Rob is pretty much dead on. And the reason is championships are not at all created equal, especially what has transpired since 2010. And stay with me here. I believe that if LeBron stayed in Cleveland that route and won one more, whether it be back-to-back or even just one more in Cleveland, it would surpass him wherever anyone's got him ranked anywhere. It would surpass how we see him, because the two in Cleveland are so much more valuable to whatever nonsense he threw together the last 10 years.
So you're saying, I mean, most people have him in the GOAT conversation with Jordan. So you're saying if he won two in Cleveland, he would be the GOAT?
No, I mean, I don't have him as a GOAT. I don't have him.
I know what you mean. The championships mean
get
more.
That, we get that all championships aren't great. Right. I will give you that. But look, that championship over Miami last year, that's not one of the greatest championships. I mean, Miami, that team had, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't like some type of great team, all-time great team.
Chris, it's more in line with him staying in the market, him being in Denver. It's kind of like LeBron in 2010. If he would have won, let's say, in 15 and 16 or just two, I think, forget the GOAT part, just people would have so much more respect for him as a player and an individual. Him hopping around, homie hopping, going north, south, east, west, I think that he kind of ended up as a mercenary. Joker in Denver winning back-to-back, and then you got this thing of maybe a three-peat in Denver, which,
well, look,
as you know.
Right.
Now, I agree with both of you that a championship would put Jokic in that position of, okay, he could end up being a top 10 player ever. I just don't think after two championships he's there yet.
All right, Keith in Augusta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Keith, what's up?
How you doing? How you doing, guys?
Great.
I think actually if he does win the regular season MVP and then goes on to win the finals MVP, he will be actually a top 10 resume player. And the reason I say that
Hold on. Don't be parsing words. Would he be top 10 or not?
Yeah, just yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of top 10 resume. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of top 10 resume players.
Well, I say that like this. We only really counting MVP finals when we talk about people winning championships.
No, because I don't know if I understood you correctly, but go ahead.
When we count Kobe, we don't really say Kobe has five championships because that'd be more than LeBron. We go, well, he has two.
No,
MVP
we
finals.
Do. No, but well, we, I mean, championships isn't the end all be all.
No, it ain't just that. It's not just that. Definitely. We always say that. You got to look at all of that.
I just think LeBron's a better player than Kobe. But Kobe does have more rings. I think Rob saying he's got a top 10 resume, I think that's kind of trying to, you know, again, there's 15 guys with a top 10 resume.
I just think if he's able to match what he did a year ago, and that's there's a lot of stuff that has to happen, Chris. I'm not crowning him before that. He's got to do with that, and then I would really take a look. But we got a couple more to squeeze in another one.
Yep.
Darren in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Darren?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
Great,
how are you?
Man. How are you?
Real quick, because I know y'all got other callers you got to get to, but my opinion is this. He's a great player for this era and this generation. He's doing his work. I can't take nothing from it. But if you really think about it, for him to be a top 10 player, first of all, he got a first crack at top five in his position. Because you going to try to say he's better than Shaq, Wilt, Kareem?
No, we're looking at – I get it if you want to
no,
do
no, – I would
no, but no, I'm agree saying, with you. To be top 10 overall, you got to at least be in the top five at your position. Because then you got to factor in Jordan, Magic, Bird, Isaiah.
No, we get it.
We get it. I'm just saying, when you start talking about winning three out of four championships, winning back-to-back championships without an all-star, you start to add up. Those things all count because we have to look at who did you have? Did you have a stack? Deck, you know, on your team, yeah, you should have won championships. You had four Hall of Famers on it. Then you start to look at that and you give the guy a little extra credit, Chris. Wouldn't we do that?
I'm not putting him in my top 10 after this championship and MVP. I just, there's no way. But he could crack it one day, but he's got to accomplish more to me. And I get what he's saying. To me, if he wins it this year, Rob, it's an argument. Who's the fifth greatest center ever? Is it him or Olajuwon? Jokic or Olajuwon? And you remember how great Akeem was, not just offensively, but defensively. And Akeem's not in my top 10, and I don't think he's in most people's top 10.
And he shouldn't
so
be.
So that's – but his resume is – I think he – does he have one or two MVPs? But
one.
Obviously, he's got much better defensive resume.
You got one.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Eddie House around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, NBA champion, NBC Sports Boston analyst and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, the great Eddie House. What up, E-House?
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
We are good, man. Rob hit us with a whopper in our first segment of the show. He said if Nikola
what
Jokic
a shocker, right, Eddie, that
wins
I put a
the
whopper
MVP
out there?
And the championship this year, that he will be a top 10 player of all time.
Oh.
Your thoughts?
Top 10 player of all time.
That would be three out of four MVPs. That would be another back-to-back championship without an all-star teammate. It would be pretty – he averaged a triple-double last year in the postseason. I'm just saying, Eddie, when you add all that up, in this era with Steph and LeBron and all these other players, KD –
it's not just this era, Rob. That's been the history.
But I'm just saying, like that's why I would put him in there.
Magic and Bird and all them the same thing. I think it's too soon, Eddie.
That's all. That's a little prisoner of the moment, maybe premature, but not saying that he ain't on his way.
Right.
You know, I would say that, yeah, if he does that, you could make an argument, and I couldn't be like, you know what, you wrong. You could make an argument, but that doesn't mean I have to agree with your argument. You know what I mean? But I just think it will be top 10 of all time. That's heavy, man.
I get it.
That's real. I'm going to go old school on you. That's heavy, Jack.
Who am I, Wolfman Jack now? That's heavy. All right, hey, Google it, Wolfman Jack.
Okay, we are
Google
watching the Heat up 32-15 on the Bulls. Obviously, no Jimmy Butler. You play for the Heat. I mean, look, it's early. We've seen leagues like this disappear in today's NBA. But if they win this game, do you give them any – I mean, they play Boston, so I don't think they beat Boston. But would they make it a series? Even if they made it a series without Jimmy Butler, that would be impressive.
It'd be hard to make it a series without Jimmy Butler with all of the heat, every pun intended, that the Boston Celtics have. And, you know, I love the Miami Heat. I always will love the Miami Heat organization and everything that they've done. But one thing that I could say is that when you look at the rosters top to bottom, you would say one roster is better. Then you also say you start going to coaching and say, okay, which coach is better? You probably everybody's going to lean towards Spo. Yeah. You don't have your main guy out there, and don't forget the other game, right? The play-in game. We've seen Miami blow a lead, right? They just blew a lead. They had a 13-point lead, and they blew it. So they're up right now, and you know no lead is trustworthy. Right. But it'll be hard for me to see them getting past the Celtics. I think the Celtics is do or die for them. Like as far as right now, it has to happen, and they got the roster to do it. And I believe you know they have everything. The stars are aligning for them. They just got to go out there and make it happen.
How about the Clippers and the Mavericks? Do you like the Mavericks in this series? Or I mean, obviously, Kawhi is questionable. That hurts. But we have seen the Clippers win even without them. They even went to the Western Conference Finals without them. Where are you on the Clippers?
I think where I'm at with the Clippers is it's funny because they started off, everybody talked bad about them. Then Russ goes to the bench. Then everybody's talking good about them. Then Kawhi and Russ get hurt, and then they go down. Everybody's talking bad about it. You know, it's hit or miss. I think that the Mavericks actually have figured it out for themselves. And not only that they figured it out how to play with one another, I'm talking about the two superstars, they do got backline help. You know, with Lively and Gafford back there, I think that it has helped them tremendously on the defensive side of things. I think it's going to be I feel like that's the most intriguing and best series of the whole playoffs, to me, is that particular series.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
What would it say?
There's going to be a ton of them in the West. You got Phoenix, Minnesota, too. But I hear you. It's going to be a great
game. If Dallas loses, what would that say to you, Eddie? I'm just curious.
If Dallas loses, then it's like, I mean, it wouldn't say nothing because if they lost to the Clippers, it don't mean nothing.
I'm asking because last year they couldn't even make the playoffs, and then this year they would be knocked out in the first round. So
I just feel like it would be different if they lost to a team that doesn't have championship aspiration or that type of caliber of team. But the Clippers are one of those teams that people think could come out the West. So I wouldn't be like, you know, hold that against them. I think that's the most intriguing, and that probably would be that's the toughest first round matchup to me. I don't think that, like you said, Chris, you were talking about Phoenix and Minnesota. I don't think it's that's the toughest. I think it's one of those that is like we're going to keep an eye on, but I feel like that matchup right there is probably the most evenly matched up and most anticipated when you talk about the two superstars and what they got. With those guys and then the superstars that the Clippers have, I mean, that's the one that I'm going to be like, I'm locked in, even if I am on the East Coast.
The problem is it looks like Kawhi is going to be banged up. I mean, I think the Clippers can still make it a series without Kawhi, but I don't think they would win it. But let's go to Boston. Eddie, look, right now, and if Giannis gets healthy, if Embiid starts playing like he did at the beginning of the year, fine. I'll leave room for change. But right now, with Giannis hurt, Embiid hurt, Butler out, if the Celtics don't make it to the finals, I think Joe Mazzulla's job should be in jeopardy.
I'm not calling for – I can't call for his job. You got to think – this is the reason why. You know, he came in last year on a fluke, right? He wasn't even supposed to be. All of a sudden, he was behind the bench. Now, all of a sudden, he's the head of the bench, right? So, you're going to have your – this year, you lead your team to the best team, best record in the NBA, right? And then, so, even if you don't get it done, which I don't think that's
– I'm not saying they got to win at all. And I think they will win the East. But right now, don't you think it's a cakewalk to the finals for them?
You know what? It's funny because people do say that. I don't think it's a cakewalk for – you know what I think? I will say this. I feel like it's a cakewalk for the New York Knicks to get to the conference finals. That's what I feel like. You know, there's any cakewalk out there, I feel like that's the path to get to the conference finals.
They got
to
beat Philly. I got them beating Philly, but that's going to be – I mean, that's tougher than – Boston's got Miami, Cleveland, or Orlando. And then if it's the Knicks – you know, they should win the East.
Yeah, they should. They definitely should. And I'm not going against that, believe it. I'm not going against that at all. I think we got a great path, but I feel like I don't think Philly. Okay, so you telling me that when you watched that Philly game versus the Heat, you were encouraged when you seen what you seen out of Philly? I wasn't.
Picking the Knicks.
I'm
picking the Knicks because I thought Embiid was basically playing on one leg. So we want to get this before you go. What are you thinking on Denver versus Los Angeles? Do Lakers have much chance in your mind?
I think a gentleman's sweep, you know, a 4-1 type thing. Lakers could probably get one on their home court, you know, to get fans excited, you know, extend the series a little bit. But the way that the Nuggets play, you know, their passing ability, everybody knows their role. Everybody stars in their role. Nobody's wanting to try to be more of a star in their role than the other guys. So I got to say that I think that, you know, Denver is going to run through them.
Yeah, look, the teams that have given LeBron trouble, you know, San Antonio, Golden State, they've been teams that, you know, share the ball, pass the ball, five-man offense, you know. And, Denver's the same way. So I got 6, But I wouldn't be surprised.
It could be five or six. The Lakers will win a game for sure. It won't be like last year. After last year, Eddie, when in game one in Denver, where they couldn't win that game with AD getting 40, that's where the sweep came in. I didn't think they'd win a game, but I think they'll win one this year.
I think they got one in them, too. Yep. I don't see them winning, getting out of that series, though.
Right. I'm with you. All right. That's our man, Eddie House. Good stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Y'all be cool.
Yep. All right. We got previews of tonight's play-in games. That's next. Keep it live. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. A little Shekel City on a Friday. Make some little weekend change, maybe, possibly. All right, look, Chris. Best bet, I got the Kings plus 1.5. Taking on the Pelicans without Zion. So I'm going to take the Kings plus 1.5 on the road against the Pelicans. It's crazy, Chris. The Pelicans don't play that well at home either, do they?
No. They suck.
Right?
The blender. They're not good in the blender.
No.
The Sandy King Center.
So I'm going to go with the Kings in that. Also, I took the Miami Heat minus 2.5, feeling good about that. Alex, they're up like 15.
Up 18.
Oh, 18 after three. Up 18.
You might be, you're a little ahead of me.
I ain't paying for that.
It's still 7-4 on my TV.
Yeah, all right. It's 39-21. Yeah. Yes, Chris, that's streaming. And then I got a little baseball to add to it with the two NBA games. I got the Twins minus 1.5 runs hosting the Detroit Tigers in Minneapolis. So Twins minus 1.5 runs, Heat minus 2.5, and the Kings plus 1.5. And there you go, a Shekel City on a Friday. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
I was wrong.
Yes, I was.
All right, Rob. So, look, Miami, as you said, they're up 17. Now, this is impressive.
But no Jimmy Butler, for real.
Yeah. And I know Chicago's not a very good team. But, Mike, if they go ahead and win this game, Rob, I mean, first of all, you're missing, you know.
They're up by 20. Player. How's that? They're up by 20 now.
You're missing your best player and the emotional letdown, you know what I mean, of missing, of losing your best player basically for the rest of the playoffs. I mean,
it can take a toll when you know you're cooked.
Yeah.
You know you're cooked.
It's amazing. I got to give them credit. And look, I don't, again, I think Boston would beat them. I don't think it would go seven. But I tell you what, I think Miami would just make Boston work harder than we think. They got heart, man. And they play hard and they're obviously well coached. And you just, man, you can just never count them out. I would count them out of winning the series, but I think they could at least make it competitive, you know? They just play. And Jaime Jaquez, Rob, UCLA's own. Nice little rookie season. He made my all-rookie team.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
Miami, and I know, you know, we the overused Heat culture and all that, you know, it hadn't gotten them a championship. They've been to the finals twice.
Right.
So that sounds nice, and I get it, and they have all these undrafted guys, and that's Pat Riley's fingerprints, and Eric Spoelstra is this fantastic coach. But at some point, you got to cash the ticket, too. You know, like, it's nice. It's nice.
Well, they don't have, to me, honestly, I think.
No, they're not cashing.
They
I'm
don't
just
have
saying
the
it.
Talent to cash
yeah.
it.
That's the you problem
know?
With it.
I mean, they weren't going, you know, you had basically Jimmy Butler going against LeBron and AD. And then you had Jimmy Butler going against Jokic. You know, it's just the other teams are better. But, you know, give them credit for what they have been able to do. On the other side, Rob, Sacramento, New Orleans, Brandon Ingram, and I know he was upset, and understandably so. You know, he came back, Rob, from the injury. He only played 23 minutes against the Lakers. In that game, in the play-in, and he was upset. But tonight's his chance, right? Like, with Zion out, he has to be the man. He and CJ McCollum have to step up, and Ingram can't, you know, he has to shake all that off and come with his best stuff, or they're going to get cooked.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And the same thing, they still got to be bummed out. You know, Zion put on a performance. And just to not have your main guy, and it doesn't mean that the other guys aren't good, Chris, or can't win or can't elevate, but it does, it just dampens your hopes. It just does. You're just up against it before you even get started, and that's the hard part.
Yep. But if I'm either of these teams, Rob, and I get it, they're going to be serious underdogs against OKC, and I would not pick them to beat OKC. But I tell you what, of all the top seeds in the league, particularly in the West, OKC is the least imposing. They're the ones that scare you the least. They're not a big team. I know Chet Holmgren is tall, and he's a very good defensive player. But they're young, Rob. Their oldest starter, Shea, at 25. And then you got two 21-year-olds in the starting lineup. Like, if I'm Sacramento, I'm saying, look, we battled the, you know, former champions to seven games last year. We can beat these young boys. And if I'm New Orleans, I'm thinking we young, they're younger than us. So I'm Brandon Ingram. I was the cat's meow coming out of college, and I've done some things in the NBA. I'm CJ McCollum. I got experience over these dudes. Like, either team, while I think they'll lose, they should really go into that series with OKC feeling good about their chances.
And why wouldn't they? Yeah, they should.
As young as those, I mean, I get they're pros. They go into any series thinking they can win.
But I get.
But yeah, it's not Denver. It's not even Minnesota as far as just overall talent. All right, keep it locked. 2 hours left. iCouple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.